What about applying a disciplined approach versus a messy type of way of going about innovation? Because if we go back several years, innovation was like a black box. We didn't really have much to do in terms of tools and methods and so on and so forth. It was throwing spaghetti on the wall, hoping it should stick. But today we have a lot of these methods, processes, and tools. Is there anything that you think specifically works well when you are working with the innovation teams, both from a perspective of finding them, recruiting them, managing or facilitating them? Because you mentioned you walked into a room and you could almost sense with your closed eyes which teams are performing well because you feel the energy in the conversation. But what would that team be doing in terms of using methods, tools, and processes?
Yeah. So I think, I mean, we've had some processes for a long time, right? Cooper invented the funnel in the 70s or 80s, I don't remember. And particularly in new product development, the stuff that has been done in some of the pharmacos and the tech companies, we've had a lot of processes. I think what we had, particularly with these funnels, is a lot of good questions on the what. What do you need to deliver at a certain point? Which questions do you need to be answering? And that can be extremely useful. It can be very useful to have these questions in your organization, have some kind of a funnel process where you help people identify at which point are we going to evaluate with each other and see where we are. I think the upside of that is that you've got something to work towards, is that you've got some very clear questions that you know you need to answer, and you've got a structured dialogue. The pitfall there is that we attack it with the same efficiency goals and bureaucracy that we do in the large beast that we talked about earlier. So innovation is not an efficiency process.
No, exactly. Yeah. We tend to say we need to move slowly before we can move fast. So efficiency and optimization comes after product market fit, and we need to define what do we mean by product market fit, and how do we employ a measurable process to searching to that goal, to finding that. And that's what we feel. It's many times when we come in, teams are not measuring what they're doing. They're not converting critical assumptions to measurable hypotheses. They don't design experiments. They don't record what their learnings and insights are, and they don't draw any conclusions from that. They're just going around shooting from the hip. And this is often an issue in big corporations that don't have the external guidance that they would need. But that's the thing also I was wondering about, how you work. If you are you working with big companies trying to help them with entrepreneurship programs where you then help them select teams and put them in place and then put a process so that they can work in a disciplined fashion?
So what you're describing, this constant iterating and testing lean kind of approach. That's, for me, it's different than the what I just described just yet. What are you're looking for? It is the how. How do you get to those answers? Quite a few of the organizations I work with have difficulty on the how, because there's no people that know that how. And then we help them train them. I also work with organizations where they're great at the how, where they have amazing talent. That if you give them a question to answer, they will figure it out. They don't need help for us to train them lean or design thinking or any of that. But many do. So I'm always very, I'm happy to be soft on the how, if people can answer the what. But indeed, we spend quite a bit of time with organizations early on these journeys to help them and their people build those capabilities of how to come up with new ideas, how to test them in the market, and they're and train both the processes and the tools that you're naming just yet. What's a critical assumption test? How do you go from understanding the problem to ideating solutions for it, et cetera, et cetera. And the attached mindsets. I'm very big on mindsets. If you're in the right mindset, for example, in early stages of the innovation process, when you want to understand the problem or the opportunity, it's just about postponing judgment.
No.
As an alien or a child and asking very stupid questions. That's difficult for people because many of us have been trained in school to know the answer. So these are hard things. But if you build that mindset, then your employees and your people can go very, very far.
Now, I agree with that as well, because I think a lot of people misunderstand when we introduce tools and processes, they think that they cannot be changed. But of course, they can be changed and adapted to the circumstances of the organization. I mean, we don't have to all use Ostervaller's business model canvas with the 9 building blocks. We can create our own tools. But what we cannot really change are the sort of the mindset, the basic principles of what it means to work in an agile fashion, right? So we have the Agile Manifesto and so on. It's difficult to start compromising on that. If you start compromising on those things, we're not walking the talk. And then also another thing I noticed, I don't know what your experience is there. I would like to hear that also. It's not just about the mindset and having a process and a method and a tool, but to allowing people the time to actually practice innovation. Because if they don't get to practice it properly, they're not going to get good at it. And that's what we see a lot of people thinking, oh, I did a weekend workshop on Lean Startup, or I read the Lean Startup book or business modeling generation, and now suddenly I'm an expert at innovation. I've become head of innovation, and now I'm going to drive this program throughout the organization. And they don't want to take necessarily too much input from outside. They want to do it themselves based on really nothing. The practice is lacking, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think part of the reason there is that people sometimes think that innovation is about freedom. But structure really helps. If you spend time with any artist, they're typically not that great at formulating what their process is, but they have quite a bit of process and structure.
Exactly.
I think the other thing is it feels a little bit like, particularly right now, with a little bit of a hype around this topic. People indeed go fast without practice. If I think about a typical CFO has at least 15, 20, or even more years of experience as a CFO. She has been trained as such, probably has a chartered accountant degree, and has been working in that field for quite some time. Now take a chief innovation officer. That's just a happy guy in the company, right? How many people have been trained in that, have actually been driving innovation for a while, have built companies or products before? So this is a field where sometimes we're all a little bit naive. As with everything, I mean, Malcolm Gladwell talks about these 10,000 hours to get great at something. Many of these tools that we're talking about, whether it's lean tools or design thinking tools or any of those things, they're deceptively simple. So it's not hard to comprehend. It's just very hard to get good at.
Exactly. It's like watching someone playing really good tennis and saying, oh, that looks easy, I'll do that. And then you try it. No, I mean, we found practice is key, and really trying. And that means not just, in a way, learning about the customer and the market and the business model that you're trying to build, but also learning about how you actually go about learning. So it's just that kind of dual scaling. We don't want to scale until we have product market fit for the customer, but we probably don't want to scale this innovation program across the organization before we have some kind of product market fit within the organization, that we feel that we have the skill sets that we need, the hours that they practice, the mistakes they made, the learnings from how they do that. So becoming really great at learning as well. And that I think is missed many times. It's just people want to do that a little bit too fast.